Welcome to Future Proof, the marketing podcast from Kantar, the world's leading marketing data and analytics company, and Side Business School, University of Oxford. In each episode, we speak with marketing leaders and share insights to help brands and business leaders navigate the ever-changing marketing landscape and hopefully dispel some myths and misconceptions along the way.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hello, and thank you for joining us today. I'm delighted to be joined by Sheila Cunningham, who's the Baileys Global Planning Director, and I am Dr. Nikki Morley, Head of Behavioural Science and Innovation Expertise at Kantar. Today, our focus is on how mature brands can use innovation to defy the typical brand life cycle. Before we start that, I really just want to introduce Sheila. And Sheila, can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Absolutely. And hi, Nikki. Thank you for inviting me on this podcast. Basically, I joined the brand in late 2016 and very fortunate to have done so because as part of the extended Baileys team, you know, the global team, the market teams, our agency partners such as yourselves and Kantar and many more, it's been such a fabulous journey to bring such an amazing brand back to growth. As a planner and a strategist, it's been really interesting and rewarding work because we've really had to think outside the box and really explore, test and learn as we go with innovation and an expansive kind of mindset really at the forefront with everything we've done. Obviously, we operate within Diageo, so a portfolio of alcohol brands, and we've had to forge new ground into the food world and work kind of really kind of creatively to think about how we do things. And I know with you guys in Kantar, we've had to really look at different ways of understanding the wonderful world of treating right across the globe. And it's been a fantastic experience.
Thank you, Sheila. And you know, our brand's e-data certainly shows us that you've become over time more meaningful, yeah, more different, you know, improved perceptions of creativity. But more than anything, really some increasing consumer perception of being an innovative brand and shaking things up. But tell me, you know, you've started to talk about sort of test and learn and this journey into treating, but what do you think are the foundations of your success?
Well, I think the foundations have been to really have an innovative and expansive growth mindset. I mean, if I could take you back to the beginning, you know, Baileys was created in 1974, this blend of fresh natural cream with whiskey. And, you know, it grew year on year through geographical expansion. And it's in over 150 countries. But when the recession hit, and from about 2008, cream liqueurs has kind of gone out of fashion. And whilst the brand was still much loved, and we know that from the Kantar MDS score right across the globe, it had lost relevance and wasn't top of mind when people socialized. So we really had to, you know, think big, think bold, and try and work out what was really behind some of the big issues. What was really getting in our way? You know, we were seen by consumers as a single serve, a single season. So, you know, there was really a big need to kind of turn things around. So the start of the transformation, I suppose, was going back to the product roots and really taking a look at what Baileys is all about. We talked to consumers along with yourselves. And, you know, when people talked about Baileys, they would talk about it as a really sensorial experience. You can kind of see consumers, you know, sitting back and saying, oh, that smell, the luxurious mouthfeel, the lovely sound of the glug from the bottle. And this kind of brought about this idea that it was more than just a drink, that it was part cake, part booze, pure pleasure. And, you know, this opened up the whole new growth horizon for us to really enter the wonderful world of adult treats, where people treat themselves. And I suppose that was the big transformational shift. We needed to be brave. It was quite a shift for Baileys going from cream liqueur into adult treats. You know, we showed up in a brown bottle. Yes, we've strong KBAs with the liquid, with the eyebrow, with the bottle. But how would we show up as a treat? What did we need to really break to kind of really make it suitable for all occasions and for a wide and diverse range of consumers? So a lot of the rules and the ways of thinking were up for reevaluation and reinvention. It was kind of part scary, part exciting. And, you know, when I think back on the journey and I reflect on where we started and where we are now, there's been so much reevaluation and embracing this new world and jumping with both feet in.
Brilliant. I certainly love the use of the word brave. We always talk about sort of those who get this right are sort of particularly brave. They're up for reevaluating. And it's brilliant that you've sort of reconsidered and built back from the ground up beyond that single serve, that single season.
Yeah, and Nikki, just to that point on bravery, you know, I think at the start of the journey, it was interesting. You know, there were times where we were nearly holding ourselves back. And actually, the consumers who loved our brand were kind of giving us this permission to go there, where we maybe ourselves were kind of going, can we do this? And actually, that's where the test and learn approach has been so helpful, because we kind of learned as we went. And yes, the consumers were very happy showing up in this new and bold and brave way.
Brilliant. And actually, you know, that was brilliant. And actually, you hit upon another thing there with this idea of sort of testing and learning is very, very important to me when I'm thinking and advising people around. So innovation, for sure, sort of that is the way forward in this more agile world, isn't it? The ability to do that. But talking about the sort of, you know, innovation itself, you know, can you tell me more about the sort of role that innovation played in Baileys' success?
Yeah. I mean, look, I've already, you know, innovation is almost at the core of the brand. You know, it plays a really important role. We reinvented ourselves, for want of another thing. But I mean, we'd also innovation, you know, we talk about unlocking new and diverse consumers and going after new occasions that can't be accessed with OIC. So, you know, innovation plays a huge role. LTOs probably have been the catalyst for innovation. So the limited time offers, they do an incredible job at anchoring the brand as an adult treat. You know, just, you know, to look at the packaging and you can see how we are really, really evolved into that world of treats. They help broaden the shoulders of seasonality, autumn, Valentine's Day, spring and summer. I'll talk to strawberries and cream, a personal favorite, a little later. I mean, one of our first LTOs was pumpkin spice. And, you know, everyone knows pumpkin spice is a very popular and trendy flavor in the coffee treating world. And we launched this in September. It was one of our first. And, you know, retailers and consumers all kind of thought of Baileys as a Christmas seasonal drink. But this was a really powerful way to talk to consumers or to talk to our retailers in September and to really show them how you could give a really new, exciting flavor, one that's culturally hot and with a limited time appeal in September. And, you know, they were able to, you know, get this shelf space, et cetera, before the Christmas period, which traditionally would have been the strength for Baileys.
So it's interesting, Sheila, that you used that. So, you know, you talked about limited time offers, you know, the LTOs. We quite often get asked about LTOs, and actually Baileys is a brilliant example because actually they do take a lot of time and effort.
Yes.
And actually, but when you get them right, and you said, you know, exactly what I would say about so unlocking new consumers, sort of diverse, you know, diverse consumers, but also getting to new occasions, when you use them purposefully, as you have in Baileys, they're actually super effective, aren't they? And I know you've done lots of them. But yeah, tell me which, in fact, I think I know, but tell me which is your favourite of all of the innovations that you've worked on and what, you know, and why is it your favourite and why are you so proud of it?
I tell you, the personal favourite is Bailey's Strawberries and Cream. And I think the reason for it was because Bailey's was so entrenched at Christmas. The idea of Bailey's cracking summer is just one that I feel particularly proud about. It was in spring of 2018. And, you know, it really showed the stretch that we could make into summer and into a whole new occasion space. We kept the bottle shape and the eyebrow, the KBAs, but we really threw ourselves into the concept as well. So we didn't do it half-heartedly. The label was exchanged for kind of this maximum high impact color. It's like really beautiful pink. And that pink was really eye-catching in store. I mean, it really, really popped, attracting that impulse purchase. And it really did bring in the new consumer, the new younger consumer rather. It really connected with them in a powerful way. It was culturally hot. It's the time of Wimbledon and GB, and in Germany it was situated beside strawberries, so it really showed up as an adult treat, nearly like a confectionery or ice cream, more than say in a liqueur. And also what I always love as well is that when consumers got to pour it, it came out with this delicious creamy looking pink liquid. So another little surprise as well. So I always felt particularly fondly on the strawberries and cream. As well as that, it absolutely delivered substantial growth. It actually sold even more than Pimm's that summer in GB.
I didn't know that. That's amazing. Yeah. And you're right, it is quite a stretch for a brand to sort of go into sort of, you know, summer. And yeah, I love the fact that you talk about sort of, you know, you sort of knew what you had to keep of Bailey's and what you were able to sort of, you know, what you had license to play and stretch with. And it brilliant that sort of, you know, we've tested it with a lot of consumers over the years, sort of Bailey's and Cream, that sort of the Sensora, the pink liquid, you know, it's like actually that
it's fun.
Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah,
spot on.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
But, you know, you've talked about sort of being brave and sort of, you know, talked about the sort of things that you're proud of. But you know what? I'm sure it wasn't an easy journey along the way as you look back on it. And what challenges did you sort of face along the way? And, you know, how did you overcome them?
Well, I think I probably hinted at one of the challenges was even ourselves just thinking and being able to stretch and allowing us to ourselves to be bold and brave. We also had to bring the company along the journey with us, working within the TBA or the alcohol industry. You know, everyone was very familiar with the codes of spirits or the codes of whiskey or beer. And so actually we were kind of bringing the company on a journey of understanding what it is like to work within the category codes of treating. Kantar actually unlocked an interesting insight for us with the whole MDS. And actually we found that salience is a much bigger driver of importance for brand strength in the world of treating than, say, for example, in the world of spirits. So there was a lot of learning that needed to be done. So we had to kind of bring the company on that journey with us. And look, the test and learn was pivotal. We've made some mistakes. Yeah, there have been some flavors flavors and some taste profiles that haven't worked as well. But that's okay, because we're testing and learning as we go. And that is part of the innovation process. It's really important that we learn from the mistakes or the ones that have been not as successful, and we evolve. So there might be some tastes that some flavors that have worked in Great Britain, which maybe not have been as powerful in Germany, or there's ones that have been really, really powerful in Mexico, etc., etc. So it's really understanding that local culture as well as the global stretch of the brand.
So Sheila, you talk about sort of, you know, again, we're talking about testing and learning, and actually I like to call it sort of learn, test and learn, because really it's all about learning, isn't it? It's learning before you start, it's learning during the journey, and it's continuing to learn. And I think one way to bring this sort of company along with you is to be able to stay close to those innovations in market. And obviously at Kantar, we support you with that. So tell me a bit more about, you know, how that sort of staying close to those innovations in market has really helped you ensure ongoing success.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we have extensive tools within Diageo and with Kantar. And it's really important that we do understand where that these new innovations are taking us to, like where they are stretching. Are they showing up? Are they delivering talkability? Are creating new news? Are they exciting? All of these things, which, you know, we do kind of bring back to the innovation teams. We work really, really closely with, say, the Europe and the innovation, US innovation. And it's really, really important that we understand exactly how these are showing up and how they're delivering. And not just for consumers, for retailers too, right? We really need to understand how they're showing up and where they're successful, because obviously we have a strong off-trade presence, so we need to really make sure that we're working very closely with our with the retailers. So the innovation tracker has been really helpful in aiding our conversations with markets. You know, it takes away some of that kind of objective piece, or it brings in the objectivity, and we can really understand how we're bringing in new consumers. Age, male, females. The LTOs have been really powerful, bringing in a whole new age dynamic, much younger profile, but also bringing in a huge male consumer base as well. So, you know, it's been really, really important that we test and learn as we go. We share a lot of our innovation trackers and stuff across markets. So we have this really fruitful conversation where we're able to use our marketing judgment, all the learnings that we've gained along the way, but also have some really strong M&E from the markets and from the launch.
Brilliant. Yeah, I always sort of really try to sort of convey how important it is to stay close to those innovations in market, and sort of, you know, you can learn so much, you can pivot, you can continue your success by really understanding what's working. And certainly with an LTO, because you can then really understand what's working. You can also understand, I think, for your brand, sort of, you know, when you might have pushed it too far, as you said, sometimes it doesn't always work for you. It's really important that you stay close. So no, that's really helpful to sort of to convey, I think, to our audience how important it is to just stay so close. But the other thing I want to talk about is the fact that innovation isn't an island. It's not just about the innovation. It's about all the other stuff that goes around it, the executions and things like that. So, you know, tell me a bit more about the sort of the stuff around the innovations that has really ensured the success of those launches.
Part of the strategy for Baileys has been all about creating billions of triggers for people to treat. And, you know, in order to do so, we have these amazing product offerings with LTOs, with original Irish cream. And so we need to share that with the consumers and show, let them understand where they can treat themselves with the Baileys. We've moved from a single serve, single season kind of strategy to one that is multiple serves and multiple occasions. We've stretched outside of Christmas into Easter, into Valentine's Day, into Mother's Day, into all those kind of weekly rhythms as well, such as brunch or lots of different occasions. And so we've had to support all of this with we have this really strong ecosystem where we have, you know, we work, communicate right across the channels. So TV, we have a really strong digital component to our brand and show up with fantastic recipes that are all kept within the brand character of being playful and impulsive and really conveying to people, yeah, you know, treat yourself. Very strong in-store presence as well. It's really important. We know from research that actually did with yourselves and Kantar that shoppers go into the supermarket. We all know it. We've all done it. Autopilot kicks in and we're picking up all the bits. But the exciting piece is when you're shopping for your treats, and that's when it's fun. So we need to show up and remind consumers when is what Baileys can offer. And we have some fantastic serves now that consumers are doing in their coffees, over ice cream. The versatility of the liquid is so incredible. And consumers are getting it. You know, we kind of, the strategy is 2015, I suppose, is when we talk about it being the turnaround. And consumers are starting to get that, you know, as a treat. But we have to constantly remind them because we are, you know, there along with the ice cream and the coffee and the cakes and stuff. So we need to remind them when Baileys can be an addition to this lovely treat or instead of.
Brilliant. I love how you've said it, you know, as a brand, you've really reframed and it opens up a world of possibility, doesn't it, for comms and, as you say, recipes and things like that. It's a brilliant journey, and I've been delighted to be a part of that journey with you. But
absolutely,
we can't leave before congratulating you on a different journey that you've been on with Baileys, which is actually around your recent B Corp status, which is absolutely brilliant. Again, sort of sustainability, so close to my heart and so important and a really good step. So, you know, tell us a bit about that and also the impact that that's had on the, you know, your subsequent innovations.
Well, thanks for bringing it up, actually, because, you know, like you, I feel very, very proud, and the rest of the whole of the Baileys community do, and indeed Diageo. It is part of our Society 2030 goals. And in Baileys, we believe that, you know, we have this brand belief, which is we need to treat ourselves, each other and the planet properly. And, you know, that spans across the three pillars: responsible drinking, diversity and inclusion, and the environment. And, you know, we're working really hard across all of these, as are many, many brands, as we know. And as a brand that has a dairy component, you know, we are very committed to the sustainability, and the B Corp status is one part of the wide breadth of stuff that we're looking at. But it does demonstrate that, you know, we are really committed to the high standards and expectations of the B Corp movement. And it does have very, very high standards that it expects of a business, and right across kind of performance, accountability and transparency of factors. So, you know, very, very proud of that status. What I think it offers us from an innovation point of view is really interesting. All along our journey, we've worked with influencers and creators. And what they've done is, not only have we partnered with them and done some fabulous activations like in Mexico or, you know, right across the globe, but what it has also done is it has really brought us into the world of indulgence through a really exciting contemporary way. And we feel as well with the B Corp movement that it's really a community. It's a community of like-minded people who are all striving to do good. And so it opens up doors for collaboration and innovation with like-minded companies.
There are other brands out there who are probably sat where you were at the start of your journey. And at Kantar, we're really keen to reiterate that you can break that typical brand life cycle. And Baileys is such a good example of that. But what top tips do you have for others who might be in a similar situation and thinking about going on as a different journey and taking that test and learn journey? To, you know, what top tips have you got for them?
My first tip, I suppose, would be that when you have a brand that is so loved and is so well known, that you never give up hope, that you need to take a step back, need to take some fresh thinking, perhaps rip up the rule book that you have at the moment and really relook at your brand. What was really an eye-opener for us was going back to the product. That might be one route. But another might be, you know, really understanding the role that your brand can play in consumers' lives today. What relevant role can it play? So I suppose that's the first tip, I would say, which leads me into kind of the second point, which is this idea about looking up and looking out. It's been really, really powerful for us on the brand team to look outside of the spirits world and to really, really try and learn from the categories we call it the five C's of treating, which is coffee, cake, ice cream. I'm going to miss one. cakes and cocktails. And it's been really, really important that we just kind of learn what are the codes, what's exciting, what's dynamic. It's a really vibrant world, high interest category. And so really understanding, and that's constant, by the way, that has to be constantly refreshed. It's not like a one and done. It is every couple of years, all the time, looking on Instagram, looking on all the wonderful treats that are crossing the globe and entertaining and we're all indulging in. So I think they're the two big ones. Innovation has a huge role to play. And I think that it can be innovative thinking as well as innovative products. And I think that innovative packaging, I think it's really, really trying to innovative communication styles and ecosystems. So really we've had to, and I think it's been, in one way, it's been a challenge for Baileys working within the alcohol company that we do. But in another, it's been a really exciting because we don't know. So we've had to step into the world of treating and learn from others and bring that back and do it then our Baileys way, because we are different in the treating world because we do have part cake, part booze. So we do bring that alcohol to the adult treating, and kind of that's kind of interesting as well. So we sit in this very unique space, and I think that's been a really challenging but also interesting space for us.
Fantastic. And such a lovely quote, which I've heard you say before, look up and look out. I think it's so important and a great piece of advice. So all remains to say, Sheila, is thank you very much for such an engaging conversation. It's been an amazing journey with Baileys over the years, and long may it continue. So thank you, Sheila, for your time today.
Thank you, Nikki. It's been absolutely lovely to talk to you as always. And it's lovely to share and hopefully inspire some other mature brands that might be struggling out there.
You've been listening to Future Proof from Kantar and Side Business School. For all episodes and more information, visit kantar.com or oxfordfutureofmarketing.com. If you enjoyed this, please leave a rating and a review, and subscribe on your favourite podcast app so you never miss an episode.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.